Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the second day of October, year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We have Professor James McCanny waiting for us patiently in the green room. Before we get to Jim, a couple of quick news items. We do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist, a mathematician who cracked a several thousand-year-old mathematical puzzle in a couple of years ago. Congratulations, Jim. And a radio talk show host, author, and a man that we rely on for a lot of excellent information. Good morning, Jim.
John, good morning. How are you?
Real good, sir. I want to check time of the official U.S. government time clock this morning, and it was shut down because the government was shut down. They shut down this website, which is an automated system that doesn't require any human beings to attend to. I was a bit shocked, Jim, and I guess you're not surprised, though, are you?
Yeah, the same thing happened with the NASA websites. And so these are automated. They're already funded. They're already paid for. And it makes you realize that we literally do not have any more federal government. We
yes.
simply, it's gone. It's gone.
And,
well,
that's
you
the
know,
intent.
This, John, this made me realize that this would be the time, I think they're advancing the time in which they want to pull the power outage and the cyber attack and all the other goofy stuff that would bring in, basically a new banking system, new world order, and, basically martial law, just whatever changes they care to make without Congress, without anybody's approval, and, with middle manager Obama at the helm.
Well, knocking out the power grid has been in the offing for quite a while. The TV miniseries America, spelled with a K, back in the mid 1980s. We didn't know at the time because very few of us had access to the book that the miniseries was based on. But that takeover of the United States by Russia, the beginning point of that was an EMP attack. So they've been warning us for basically 30 years, haven't they?
Yeah, so, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the federal government. I actually put a posting on my page. I said, in lieu of the fact that we don't have a federal government anymore, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the federal government, and if you want to follow what I tell you to do, you know, that's your prerogative, because you don't have a federal government right now.
Jim, when the show's over, Jim, I want to apply for $1 million grant from the federal government that you're running.
Oh, gee, John, you have it.
All right. Way to go.
All we have to do is write on a piece of paper the amount of money, and it's there. That's what the government does.
Absolutely.
Oh, but then somebody has to pay it back according to our current system.
Oh, grants don't need to be. Loans need to be paid back, but grants don't need to be. So, I'll be applying for a grant. Anyway, Jim, the news, of course, for quite a while, a number of months here, have been Comet Ison. There's been a lot of disinformation put out there, speculation fueled by NASA. Give us an update on Comet Ison, if you would, please, sir.
And by the way, this is the update. I'll be doing a complete review tomorrow night on my show. But here's what's going on. Comet Ison approached and has now passed Mars. Mars went comet. And I observed it. I had other people observe it. And it might be one of the reasons that the government shut down. Because the coma around Mars is now extremely visible. This is an event we have not seen in thousands of years. I am amazed at this, at the effect that took place. A number of days ago, on the 24th, the comet Ison went green. One of my predictions, where it basically turned into a neon light bulb. And the elements that luminesce in green are carbon monoxide and arsenic and some of the other elements that are common in comet tails. But, of course, NASA had their little, oh, it's ultraviolet light from the sun. Well, what's so special about ultraviolet light near Mars? Why don't comets do this in other places?
Exactly.
All the time. You know, their explanations are so stupid that a, you know, the first level thinking at worst. But at any rate, 2 days ago on the 30th, Comet Ison developed the sunward spike that I predicted. I said, yeah, it's going to start connecting. It did. It was a visible, extremely visible sunward spike within the days of passing Mars. Right now, Mars is in the tail of Comet Ison, and Mars itself has gone comet.
Hold that thought, Jim. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back after the break. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the second day of October. We're visiting with Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney's website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Interesting website. He's got literally hundreds and hundreds of hours of radio shows archived there and a live show every week. Jim, how can people listen to your live radio show?
Evening, 6 whole time on WWCR out of Nashville, shortwave, and we're still on the summertime frequency of 9.350. That may change soon. And then Friday evening, 10 p.m., Saturday morning, 3 a.m. Central Time, it airs on WTWW out of Nashville. And I forget the frequency there, but all this information, including the archives of the show, which many, many people listen to the archives, are contained on my webpage, jmccsci.com. That's seven letters. And I believe you have a link to my page on your page, John.
That's right.
So all of that information, how to listen, et cetera, is on my webpage.
Yeah, and also on your webpage is details on how to order your excellent books, aren't there?
Yeah, all of the books, the DVDs, pretty complete education on science and how the world works today, and putting ourselves into perspective as human beings. A lot of information there. So,
absolutely, and I encourage everybody to check that out and get those books and read them and get yourself educated. Jim, before the break, we were talking about Comet Ison. Let's go ahead and finish that part of our discussion.
The Comet Ison, well, very interesting. And by the way, all of the hype you hear, the end of the world, it's the planet coming in, it's Nibiru, none of this is true.
Right.
Comet Ison is a relatively small comet. It has no direct path involving Earth at all. And so I just want to clarify that. But it's an extremely interesting comet, and I almost think, I mean, this is so important to hide this information from the public. It's so important to the so-called world leaders that I even have considered that the entire shutdown of the federal government is to hide the information regarding Comet Ison.
Well, that's...
In the fact that... It's the timing is very strange. October 1st was the first day that Comet Ison really started to interact with Mars. And like I say, this is an event we have not seen in 3,500 years or more as Earthlings. And the fact that a comet would interact with a planet, and then right now the planet itself is going comet. I've received emails from other people who have observed this, too. My personal, I've been up myself many, many nights looking at this. And my viewing conditions this morning were absolutely beyond crystal clear. And I watched this going on for, way more than an hour with extremely good equipment. What's interesting is all of the NASA equipment is offline, and that data is being taken. NASA is quiet as a church mouse. All of their websites are offline. And I suspect that the majority of scientists are being barred from seeing this. They're out on the street, and like many people, when they're off the job, so to speak, when the government ain't paying them, they're not there. They cannot go into their facilities. They cannot do their job. They can't go, they can't be a scientist and say, oh, I'm so interested in my science that even if you don't pay me, I'll go do it. No, their door is shut.
They're locked out, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So the scientists themselves cannot see the data that is coming in. And, of course, the military is around, the Tier 1 level military, and the scientists that work with the military get to see the data. But that'll never get to you and me. So right now I'm the only source reporting actual live data from Comet ISON. So that's what a strange, strange situation.
This event
is astronomically, in terms of astronomical history, is an event that is, like I say, extremely important because we have not witnessed a comet come this close to a planet in that long, and certainly in modern history. So to see Mars interact with the comet, first the comet starting to interact, turns green, develops the sunward spike, then connects with Mars. Now, I want to tell you what the data that NASA is hiding and the military, what it is showing.
Thanks.
It is showing auroras on Mars. It's showing the interaction of the electrical discharges between the comet and Mars. It's showing all of a sudden the comet brightening tremendously, which it is right now. It has grown tremendously over the last day. And then Mars developing a comet coma, literally about the size of a quarter the size of the full moon in the sky. And it's very visible. So this is an astronomical event of historical proportions. And NASA is shut down.
Now, Jim, NASA's automated systems are recording and storing all this information. Do you have any opinion one way or the other if NASA will release the stored information on what's going on once the government gets open again for business?
No, absolutely not. What will happen to these scientists, in fact, what's going to happen to the federal government is going to be very interesting if they ever come back. Let's take a look at Comet Tempel 1, July 4th, I think it was 2005. And I was on, for example, that night, I was on the Coast to Coast AM radio show, and we were waiting for NASA to release the data when the Deep Impact probe crashed into the nucleus. And this was supposed to be a monumental event for NASA, proving that there's water somewhere deep in the core of a comet nucleus, because they couldn't find it up till then.
Right.
It wasn't on the surface. They had visited 4 or 5 comets before then, never saw a drop or ounce of water, only found hot, dry, tar-covered rocks. And so they said, well, the water's got to be deeper. Well, that data was supposed to be released and was supposed to be a major fanfare for the whole world to see this, and the data did not come out for 6 months. Very sheepishly, they released the data, and then all kinds of fudging happened with the data, trying to pretend that it proved the Dirty Snowball Comet model. That NASA is, you know, and you look at this tomfoolery, and you wonder, well, what's going on? These guys, you know, nobody would believe anything they're doing anymore. But they keep pounding this, even on Funcell today. Oh, the snowy little wander, the icy little voyager from beyond, and these terms. And then you find that these are all being pushed out by a central guy named Tony Phillips, who's the chief fairy tale creator for NASA. He's the guy that all of the scientists have to filter through before their information can be released to the public in terms of space science.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's that's what's going to happen. It's totally whitewashed and the public will never see it. So literally, you can write NASA off, all the NASA scientists at this point. They were worthless before. Now they are more than worthless.
Okay. We got a break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back after the break. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the second day of October. Freeze-Dried Guy's October special. He's always coming up with something new. Go to his website, freezedryguy.com. Click on the monthly special at the top left-hand side of his homepage, and you'll find some interesting things here. Non-GMO and gluten-free freeze-dried foods. I've had people asking me for years about freeze-dried food, Freeze-Dried Guy's food, and he's stepped up to the plate offering non-GMO entrees, gluten-free entrees. There's quite a selection ranging from 90-serving buckets to at one end. And at the other end, what do we have here? 1,560-serving bucket unit, a lot of food. Obviously, the pricing is going to be different as you go up the scale to the larger numbers of servings. So check out the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting this morning with Professor James McCanning. His website's linked to my links page as well. Jim, we have a caller here, a regular caller. We've got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn. Is Glenn there? I don't hear anything. Well, maybe Glenn can call back another time. Jim, are you there, sir?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me, John?
Okay, I can. Well, let's move on from Comet Ison and talk about the next thing you think might be worthwhile for people to get informed on here, Jim?
Just from the government shutdown, what an absolute mess. And something I've been saying for a long time, people might be in a quandary as to what to do. I've said for a long time, you have to be your own nation. I call it a thing I call First Nation. You simply have to live democracy in your own life. I look on the street, if I'm in traveling or wherever I am, just go to, you know, or a small town, wherever you are, look around and look at the people. And what I see are people walking around in a complete daze. So if you are starting to wake up, or if you're a person who's thinking and looking for answers, you're in the vast, vast minority. So, number one, you're not going to convert anybody, let alone everybody. And so your only solution is to simply, even within the realm of being around all these people, you simply step out and start living your own life the way it has to be lived, and that is your own democracy, where you take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Once, John, I was, for maybe 5 minutes, I was a libertarian until I realized that to have a libertarian system, you need people who are educated in the concept of self-responsibility and acting responsible. And we are so far away from that. You know, the kids are not trained in responsibility. All of the rules and laws and everything that the government does is based on the fact that people can't figure anything out for themselves. So just in terms of the government shutdown and Obamacare, you have to simply take care of yourself, take care of your own health, and go back to the style of living where you use your resources, your money that you make, et cetera, get away from loans, get out of house loans, get out of car loans, be very wary of insurance, and just start living a life. And once you simplify your life beyond all of this daily clutter that's poured onto you, you know, when I watched the news regarding the government shutdown, all I saw was, oh, well, it's Obamacare is affecting jobs and all of this other stuff. But, you know, we're living in a society that everybody thinks that the government's supposed to be in charge of everything, and we always have to turn, and if the government blinks, then we have to blink. You know, so, like I say, don't convert the world. Just get out and start taking care of yourselves.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And I agree with your analysis of the libertarian mindset. Some of my best friends are libertarians on one hand. On the other, you need a educated population that can read and write and speak the English language, capable of independent thought, people who have the ability to reason and analyze and come to independent decisions, which does not describe our adult population, does it?
Not at all. And the other thing, and what our Constitution is about. I mean, it's not just, you know, a figment of history. What happened there is very important. A lot of people don't understand that it was all about banking. It was really about getting rid of the English-dominated banking and taxation system.
Right.
And now we are completely infiltrated with all of that. So, you know, that you have to understand what the Constitution is. We have at least 50 million illegal aliens in this country today, all looking for something for the government to give them something. They broke the state of California with, you know, social services. If California were an independent country, it'd be the fifth largest economy in the world. And it went broke on social services.
Absolutely.
The government cannot provide everybody with everything that they need and want. The bottom line is, and how do you cure this? Some people think, well, I'm going to run for senator, I'm going to do this, I'm going to change things. No, nobody's going to change anything. This train wreck is happening, and the only thing you can do is take care of yourself and the people right around you. I also tell people, avoid joining large groups. You should only deal with people you've known for a very long time, and avoid new people that are going to come in into your life and help you out. That's one of the biggest ways that infiltrators get into groups, and they're there to help you out. They're going to, you know, all kinds of great information.
Right.
No, you just, right, on your own level, take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Very simply.
We have our caller back here. Glenn from Philadelphia is back. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. You got to make Manny drop and hit the 20 for that one. It wasn't me. Anyway. Just wanted to point out there are a great many universities, colleges in this country and all over the world and other countries in this world who have telescopes that would be wonderful for visualizing and recording what's going on with Mars. So NASA is not the only act in town. And I would think there's got to be somebody somewhere that's got to be observing and photographing these phenomena in such a way to get a YouTube video up somewhere and make this go viral, you know? I mean,
I've gotten feedback, and so I'm hopefully going to get some information. But what's happened before, I've had comet viewing worldwide efforts before, and my email is blocked. And so people are trying to get information to me, and it's being blocked, obviously, by who? Right now, it's up in the early morning sky, pristine conditions. The moon was just barely squeaking above the horizon when I started viewing this morning, so the moon was not a factor. Where I was absolutely clearer than the clearest desert sky. And I have all of my references, like the Orion Nebula, to compare in absolutely pristine viewing conditions. So I saw Comet Icen, I saw Mars, I saw the connection, I saw the coma around Mars, and unfortunately I was not able to capture it on film.
I mean, just the rooftop telescopes at Enormous State University here in the center of Pennsylvania, and the building in the center of the campus have, that aren't even the best telescopes at their disposal. They have other telescopes out in the state park nearby where there's less light pollution. I mean, if that facility has, you know, there's got to be a couple hundred telescopes in this country capable of really doing justice to this phenomenon, and it's just a matter of finding somebody somewhere who can share.
Okay, we'll be right back. Hold on, everybody. Absolutely. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. We're visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we have another caller here. We've got Mike in Eastern at North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. McKinney. Listen, I just wanted to call up and just agree with you guys on a couple of things. When it comes to trying to inform people, I've been out here teaching and giving out thousands of DVDs and everything else, you name it. And Dr. McKinney is 100% right. You can put it right in their face, and they won't believe it. You might get one convert in 1,000. I mean, people are just like that. And as far as him saying, like, trying to get news over the Internet, I do a lot of research, and I got another friend that does a lot of research, and he and I have run into the same problem. As soon as we get into something that is really pertinent, that just happens to get on there, all of a sudden I start having computer interference. And I have a program in my computer that lets me know when somebody's trying to break in. And all of a sudden I've got somebody trying to break in, and a couple of times the computer's told me that whatever program they're using, it can't stop it from breaking in, and that there's a virus being put into my computer. And so I don't know of too many groups that's got that powerful of programs out there that will only break in. And then I got a friend, he used to work with the telephone company just like me, except I worked when the technologies were changing. He worked with all this fiber optics and satellite stuff. He knows how the system works. And he has shown me, point blank, he says, Mike, here's my computer. He's got one of those little portable computers that go around. I forgot what you call them, iPads or whatever you call them. I don't know what you call them. And we'll be on there trying to look up certain particular things. And he says, watch now, the government's going to break in. And I said, how do you know? I'll call him Bill. I don't want to use his name. I said, right. Bill, how do you know? He says, watch. He says, you're going to see a change in my computer. And sure enough, there it is. And what it is that their signal brightens up his computer. He says, they're breaking in. He said, this is how I can tell and I can show you. So everything Dr. McKinney is saying is true. I just want to let the people out there know, listen to the guy. He knows what he's talking about, and so do you. and that's pretty much it, John.
Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
On my last show, John, I talked about the Clinton Initiative that's going on right now, the international meeting for the Clinton Global Initiative, and one of the invited panelists there is Bill Gates. And on my show, I told a little story about how Billy, we all know he had a little trouble with the government a number of years ago,
right,
where the government was in, and they were suing him. And it was, to the average person, it may have been rather confusing as to what this was all about, because Bill could have moved his whole operation up into Vancouver a few miles away. All of his employees would have moved there with him. He could have moved into Canada, and he wouldn't have had any issues with the U.S. government. But the issue spanned international boundaries, obviously. So anyway, what were they really driving at with Billy there? Because they were trying to get him on monopolistic, the anti, what do they call it, the anti-monopoly laws. But at any rate, he had, of course, had a monopoly. He had it for ages, so what's the big deal now? Well, Bill's new software that they were coming out with, and I can't remember if it was Vista or which one it was, he wasn't allowing the back doors into the software for the government to get into your computer. And so they had a little round and round, and then finally Billy got religion. He understood that he wasn't going to win. So here we got the richest guy in the world, with the ability to hire all the attorneys, stall the government all he wants. You have him folding like an old suit. And afterwards, Billy becomes a member of the Clinton inner circle. He gets to buy the residue of a telescope, a major international funded telescope in South America that was almost built. He comes in with a little extra money, finishes it off, and then gets to own his own international major league telescope. So, you know, these are the bennies that Billy got from folding. And the end result for you is that all of Microsoft software has major back doors that the government can simply go into your computer and see everything you're doing and monitor what you're doing. So that's a little story for dealing with this whole topic, the NSA, et cetera. So people think, you know, their computer is theirs. No. And that's where it all started.
Pretty amazing stuff, Jim. Pretty amazing stuff. We got about 3 minutes here to get out the best information we can, Jim.
We're very interesting about full review on ICE on tomorrow night in my program, so I suggest people listen. And I was just looking here. NASA has many instruments. I was just looking at, there was one called the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that will have a pristine view of Comet Ison. It orbits Mars, and so it has a nose-to-nose view of the comet nucleus, and, of course, and that instrument, by the way, is operated out of the University of Arizona and all federally funded. So I'm going to do some digging around and see what I can find, but I suspect all of this is shut down. And so there again, why would the University of Arizona shut down? You know, it's the money's already there, the facilities are there, the people are there. Why is this information basically being blocked? So I'll be doing some more digging on these topics, because that's as important as the science part of this. So at any rate, but these are huge times we're going through, and I think that the November time frame that Comet Ison will be extremely visible to the public, more so than previous comets, is what they're very afraid of, because the public is worldwide is going to wake up and understand that comets are not dirty snowballs, that there is electricity in outer space, that electricity can be used to run our society, the energy control, the water control, all of those controls that the government needs to control the people could go away in a heartbeat. So that's why I think they have to pull their power outage before then. I believe that's why the government shut down and all of this other stuff about Obamacare is just smoke and mirrors. Because eventually they will pass Obamacare. It'll go through and you will pay, and all of your medical information will belong to the government, including your body. So,
right. Well, this all began during the Clinton administration with, they didn't call it Hillary Care, but, this has been around for a long, long time, with various attempts and failures to get it passed, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's a good point, that no matter who's president, just Obama gets his name on it because he's the current, middle manager there, but yeah, it could have been called Hillary Care or Billy Care or Bushy Care or whatever.
Right.
But, yeah,
right.
They've been pushing this for a long time.
Well, it's something we'll have to deal with. I read it on Drudge this morning, 25% of the Americans will pay a fine rather than sign up for Obamacare. Personally, I'm not going to sign up for it. What about you, Jim?
Well, I don't think it's safe. There's nothing I want to have any part of. And but when you go to the doctor, they say, there's a form there that says they can give your medical information to the government if the government has cause to collect it. So
right. Exactly. Jim, we're out of time. Thank you for being with us, sir.
Yeah. Take care, everybody.
Okay. That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, energy cleaner, firearms, ammunition now while you can. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a great, safe day, and God bless America.